We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Aleph, but we're starting right in the middle of Daf Yud Amud Aleph by the two dots. We have a machloikis in our Mishnah. So the first word alone is Adam. There's two dots in Makas V'Shloisha. There's machloikis in our Mishnah. How many dayanim do you need when you paskin the din of Malkus? When someone comes in is Chayiv Malkus, do you need 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim? So Gemara says, Menah Amili, what's the makar for 3 dayanim or for 23 dayanim, which will be the next Gemara? Menah Amili. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when it comes to the halacha of Malkus, it says, Ki yir riv bein anashim, v'nikshu el ha-mishpat, u'shvatum, and they will judge them. V'tztiku es ha-tzadik, v'shtu es ha-rasha. U'shvatum sounds like two edis, two dayanim. They're going to judge them, two dayanim are going to judge. So, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, v'shavtum shnayim ve'im bezdin shalku. We know that you can't have a bezdin that's even. Can be two. You add a third one, all together three. So, Freyti Gemara, Ela Miata, if he darts the word Veshav Tum, that it means two, so what about Vetztiku? And Vershiyu is another two. Altogether, another four. Altogether, six, which should be, Abbez and Shakel, should be seven. Ela Miata, Vetztiku, Shnayim, Vershiyu, Shnayim, Harekan Shiva, altogether seven. If you darshan these words, so then you can have you need six dayanim, and we can't have an even bezdin, so we have a seventh. So you need seven dayanim when it comes to makas. Somewhere it says no. V'tztiku v'rashiu, we need something else. Ahum b'ayle k'du'ula. Dama ula. Remez la'edim zayman ha'tayra m'nayin. Where is there a hint in the Torah of edim zayman? So first thing where it says, what? Remez la'edim zayman? V'aksiv kashu zamam. It's a first apostle in the Torah that someone who is zaymim says kashu zamam. You give him an einish kashu zamam last lachiv. So what do you mean remez la'edim zayman? So Gemara, no, I'll tell you like this. El remez la'edim zayman shalaykim nayin. There are certain times when edim zayman don't get kashu zamam and they get malchus instead. What type of case where someone says edis about someone that he's a ben grusho ben chalutza and he's a chol. So you can't make yourself into a chol, especially if he's Yisrael, for sure. You know, what are you doing? What's the kasha zamam? So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah of Malkus, that you get Malkus in such a case. You get Malkus. How do you know that Eim Zem get Malkus? I can tell me it's a lav. The lav is a lav shame by Maisa Kobi. So how do you know it gets Malkus? That's what you mean to say. What's the makar? Menayin. So remez Eim Zem in the that he gets Malkus, shalaykim menayin. The chsiv, the pasuk says, Vitztiku is a tzaddik, and this will use the words Vitztiku and Vershiu. Vitztiku is a Vershiu is a Rasha. Now this pasuk is hard to read. It says when the fight ben anashim v'nikshu al mishpat v'shaftim to judge them. Vitztiku is a tzaddik, Vershiu is a Rasha. What's in the game? Vitztiku is a tzaddik that Vershiu is a Rasha gets Malkus. The next pasuk says get Malkus. Just say Vershiu is a Rasha. What's the game? Vitztiku is a tzaddik. So it must be teaching us a certain case. The chsiv v'stikus tzadik v'shiu es harasha. Mishum the stikus tzadik v'shiu es harasha. V'hoyim ben akais harasha. Because the stikus tzadik and then the rasha gets malchus. What does the tzadik have to do with anything? Ella, the case is like this. Edim shirashiu es tzadik. The edim came and said that a certain person is chayiv for einish, and he was really a tzadik. His shiu was a tzadik. But also edim achrina. Other edim came. V'tztiku is a tzaddik. They put the tzaddik back in his place. They said, the tzaddik, and you ate them a rasha. V'tztiku is a tzaddik to make kara, v'shavinu l'hanach rasham. So then, what happens? V'hoyim bin akoyis a rasha. So then, the edim who were trying to make the tzaddik the rasha get malchus. What is that? By edim zaymim. So you see, a makar in the Torah, remez at least, that edim zaymim get malchus. Typically, moisana, there's a pasuk that says, in the Saras HaDibris, Loisana Berecha Eid Shaker, the Inala say Eid is Sheker, so for that alone, you should get Malkus. The Mara says, no, Lav Shein Bei Maisa. Cholav Shein Bei Maisa in Loikolov, you don't get Malkus for Lav Shein Bei Maisa. Rashi says, what's the Makar? Because it says in the Pasuk, Mim Lois Sishmar Lassis, for Hifla Shem Es Makos Chom. We learn from there, in Mesechus Malkus, that Lav Shein Bei Maisa, you don't get Malkus.
Is there an exception to that?
Well, this is, it's not. It's not, I thought it's a new law. It's a new chiv, yeah. It's a new chiv. It's exception. It comes out of exception. Lav she'emaisa b'chayiv, but it's a new chiv. It's tikkun tzaddik. So that's out kind of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the makar for three from the shoftum? I have a tikkun v'rashiu. That's what's the vendrasha. So the Maisa, we know you need three layonim v'makis from ushoftum and in bezin shalkus, you have a third. Now what's shot in manyoma of 23? It said in the Mishnah, Rishon Rishmol, I'm a Be'esim Shloisha, that in Makis, you need a Bezin of 23. My time with Rabbi Shmol, what's Peshad Rabbi Shmol? Oma Abaya. So Abaya says, Asya, we have a Gzer Shava, Rosha, Rosha, Mechayev and Mises. Ksiv Hocha, Vahoya, in Bin HaKaisa, Rosha. It says over here in the parasha of Malkus, Vahoya, in Bin HaKaisa, Rosha. It means recall the one who gets Malkus is Rasha. V'ksiv asam, and it says in the parasha of Ritzicha, Asher hu Rasha lamus kimois yumas, and here we're talking about Ritzeach, and it says Lashon Rasha as well. Malahalon, just like by the killer Ritzeach, you need be'esim v'shloisha, you need 23, a bezin of 23, afkam be'esim v'shloisha. Here also, because of Gzeres Shav, you need a bezin of 23. So that's why Rav Shmuel holds 23, because he has a Gzeres Shav, a Rasha, Rasha. Rava Amar Adifim Pshat. Rava says he does not hold of the Gzeres Shava Pashtus of Rasha Rasha, and therefore he has a different pshat in why Malkus needs 23. Rava Amar, very interesting. Rava Amar Malkus b'Mokoy Misa Imedes. Malkus is Mokoy Misa. So the way Rashi learns is that if someone is Oiva Azaras Bayra, he's really get killed. He's Oiva alive, and this Misa is a Knas. And sometimes you get Misa, Skila, Sreifa, and sometimes you get Malkus. Malkus is like one of the Misas. Actually, the Torah was a little, went easy on you and made it into Malkus, not into Misa. But it's one of the Inchim, like one of the Inchim, like Misa. It's got a more cool, bigger Oynish. But it's Be'etzim like Misa, and therefore has the same din of 23. That's how Rashi learns. And we'll see. We'll say over Taisus Pshat. We'll see. But we want first to see Gemara's Kasha before we see Taisus Pshat. So Rava says Malkus Makamisa Medes. It's counted as one of the capital punishments. Om Rav Acha Brei De Rava Rav Ashi Yehochi. If that's the case, so Umdeno Lamali. We know that before you give someone Malkus, you want to see if he's able to withstand the 39 lashes. If he can't withstand that much, you give him less because you don't want to kill him. So if the whole Malkus was a Makamisa, so if you kill him, kill him. If he dies, he dies. It's anyway one of the type of Mises. We went easy on him. The Torah went easy on him certain times. But Be'etzim, it's one of the Mises. So if it's one of the Mises, so let him get killed. Why are we so worried? Amalei, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'nikla achicha la'inecha. And like Rashi explains, the achicha sounds like he's alive right now when you're giving him Malkus. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashash asks on that. Rashash learns a little different. Says, V'nikla has to be able to get embarrassed. Nikla doesn't be embarrassed. Only if he's alive, he gets embarrassed. Nikla chikal einecho. Ki malchus agaba d'chayim mas. You have to hit a live person, not a dead person. And if you give him 39 malchus and he's dead halfway through, it's not going to be good. Therefore, you have to evaluate him. If you see he's dead, just stop. Terry says, sometimes it becomes a treifa. Without you realizing it, you keep on hitting him. You're hitting a dead person, really. He's a treifa. So therefore, you have to evaluate him for. So Tosfos had a different pshat in Malkus Tachas Misa Emedes. He had two different pshat. One pshat was, he says, that Bnei Noach get for every lav, they get Misa. So Malkus Tachas Misa means that it's Malkus instead of Misa of Bnei Noach. That's one pshat Tosfos. Another pshat Tosfos is that sometimes you die with Malkus. That's why it's called Malkus Tachas Misa. But Tosfos says both pshat are not good, because what's the Gemara's kasha then? Yehochi umdin olamali. Either pshat in Tosfos is that Malkus is a separate entity. So of course you have to evaluate him, see if he's going to die. It's not a Misa. Only if he Rashi, it's better than Gemara's Kasha, because if he Rashi, it's a form of Misa, a form of capital punishment. Therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is, why have to evaluate him? Just let him kill, he'll be killed. And that the Gemara answers, V'nikla chichilei necha, he has to be alive, b'shasta Malkus. Ay, Eloha de Tanya, we have a braisa that says, Amdua l'kabel esrim. Let's say you evaluate him, you only can get 20 Malkus. You only give him makas that can be divisible by three. Why? Because Allah has to give him two in the front and one in the back, or two in the back and one in the front. So it has to be divisible by three. So you can't give him 21s in a dog. So you give him only 18. The kamahein, tam nisari, you only give him 18 because that's divisible by three. But the kash is, now that we're saying that you don't care if he dies really, the only problem was nikla chichel einecha, so limchaya, on top of Mabe, is limchaya esrim, give him 20. V'chada, give him 20, 21, and I'll die on the 21st, it makes a difference, because until now he was a chicha. So, and with 21, it also was a chicha, b'shas 21. So it's no problem, I's going to die, we said we don't care if he dies, it's one on top of Mises anyway, it's one on top of Kappa Mises anyway. V'chimayis v'chada limois. Toki machis, because when you hit him, agava d'chayika machis, you gave him a bang on a live person. Amalei answers, Amakra v'nikla chicha le'inecha. Acha shaloka chicha be'inaleka. You need him be'inaleka. You need him after he gets Malkus, he's still a chicha be'inaleka. V'nikla chicha le'inecha means acha shaloka chicha be'inaleka. You need after you give him the Malkus, afterwards. V'nikla, after giving Malkus, you want him to be alive, and v'inaleka, he won't be alive. Therefore, you only give him 18 because he has to be alive. So the bottom line is, We learn three from Veshavtum. 23 is either from Rasha, or because Malkus Makamisa, that's why I need, Vafir Bishmal, a Bezdin, judges of 23 judges.